This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Welcome to 20th Century Boy. Hey. Sorry, guys. I thought the microphone wasn't plugged in, so I was like, it's not plugged in, I'll just test it. I'm like, hey, 1, 2, 1, 2. It is plugged in. You've heard it all. I'm not going back. That's the beauty of this podcast. We do it all in one take. My name is Radio Mike. This is the Inside of My Mind. Welcome to my podcast, 20th Century Boy, a podcast about me, Radio Mike, a young writer and producer in his 20s, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life to the max now that lockdown's over. Sometimes it's easier than other times, but it's getting good. Life's getting good again here in Melbourne. Lockdown is officially over. We're out of lockdown. We're living life. We're seeing people again. We're doing stuff. It feels good, guys. It's good to be out. Say hell yeah, Melbourne, if you're with me. Hell yeah, Melbourne. I assume everyone did it. Podcast is moving to Wednesdays for the time being. I apologize. It's moved around a lot. Not really a lot, but it was originally on Thursdays. Then I moved it to Tuesdays. Now I'm moving it to Wednesdays. Sorry, my podcast. No, but seriously, I hope that's okay. It's going to be out on Wednesdays from now on. I am just trying to figure out sort of my schedule with work and content and things for me kind of slow down work-wise towards the end of the year. And that kind of suits well with lockdown ending. We can have people over to our houses again. I'm going to be getting people in to record stuff again, which means that a bunch of my stuff is coming back, including Mike Talks and Harry Potter and the Boys. More on that a little bit later, but yeah. So I will announce like a new sort of schedule for all my stuff when I have figured it out. But for now, 20th Century Boy, expect that on a Wednesday. I appreciate it. Huge guest appearance today on the show. Didn't expect to hear this one when it came in to my inbox on 1-800-438-353, the official phone number of the show. Call at any time. Best friend of the show's called in. For the first time in a while, if you're new to the show, this guy, Radio Nacho Cheese, and welcome back to the radio family, Nach. Great to have you. Just the best friend of the show. Hear his voice, remember it, because this guy is the politest and nicest guy you will ever meet. Nacho, thanks for calling in.
Mikey, Nacho here. How are you, mate? Just wanted to say, with the podcast moving days, you know, I love the Thursdays back in the day. I accepted the Tuesdays, and I'm excited for the Wednesdays moving forward. So thanks for letting us all know, and I'm sure we will all adapt.
Thank
to
you.
The new day of Wednesday. Just wanted to say all the best with getting out of lockdown, mate.
Thank
you. Have a great time. You get to do some fun stuff, and that goes for the family as well. Otherwise, yeah, all the best, everyone. Much love, and I'll be in touch shortly. Goodbye, everyone. Love you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nacho. Love you too. Nacho has been teasing over this year that he has a big project coming up that he's going to present to us at the end of the year. So I'm assuming that's still happening, Nacho. Let me know if not. Great to hear your voice on the show again. Guys, patreon.com/radiomike is where you can go if you like this show and would like to support me and the content I'm doing. It'll be really helpful over the next few months. Like I said, work slows down a bit for me. I make a little bit less money towards the end of the year, which is totally fine. But all the Patreon money goes to paying for the day-to-day costs of running a podcast, like gear. You know, one of my mic leads is broken. I'm going to have to buy a new mic lead. Paying Pat, the producer of this pod, who does a fantastic job editing TikToks and clips and et cetera, and paying to host podcasts. So as little as $1 a month, patreon.com/radiomike. What you get in return is 2 bonus podcasts, the Pat and Mike podcast with me and Pat, and then the Mike's podcast as well, which is an improvised comedy podcast. On the Pat and Mike podcast, me and Pat just talk about what we've been up to and some behind the scenes stuff about working on this show. Would love for you to get on board, or if you want to do a one-off donation, paypal.me/itsradiomike. But we are so close to 40 patrons, which is huge for me, and I'm dumbfounded that like, there's so much support for this show. Thank you so much. And I will, now that lockdown is over, I will be sending out free sticker packs to all of the Patreons. So if you do want a free little sticker pack as well as a, you know, as a little gift for jumping on the Patreon, the $4.50 tier and above gets you that for free. But the sticker packs go for $20. So that's a free sort of $20 for you for jumping on board. I would appreciate it if you didn't just jump on for 1 month and then get your free stickers and then jump off. But I guess you could do that. But I would be upset about it. And of course, radiomike.com.au to check out all of my content. There is a bunch of new content that I have in the works, so I'm excited to share that with you guys. Couple little messages that came in. One from Radio Leslie. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Leslie. I believe that, a lot of people contact me for Hamish and Andy based stuff, which is completely reasonable. Radio Leslie saying, "Hey Mike, I'm just catching up on the Hamish and Andy podcast, episode 142. I can confirm that I grew up with Crash Team Racing and it's definitely the superior kart racing game. I back you 100%. Wishing you many Wumpa Fruit and Slide Boost Power Slide thingies in the future. Kind regards, Leslie." Appreciate that, Leslie. For long-term listeners of my stuff, you will know that I was mocked on the Hamish and Andy show for claiming that Crash Team Racing was a superior kart racing game to Mario Kart. It is. Get over it. And Radio Garfield, not the cat, welcome to the radio family. "Just listen to one of the Remembering Projects, Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project, where they laughed at you for liking Everybody Loves Raymond. Can't tell you the emptiness you feel being in your 20s and not having a single one of your friends that likes that show." And then he's done a little dialogue example. "What should we watch, boys? How about Everybody Loves Raymond? Everyone laughs. You join in and pretend you're joking and then sadly stare off into the distance." Guys, accept it. Everybody loves Raymond. The title says it all. Everybody loves it. If you don't, it's actually, there's something wrong with you, not something wrong with the show. It's a phenomenal show. Thank you for writing in. You can write in anytime. Radio.mike on Instagram, radiomikepod@gmail.com if you want to send an email. Radiomike.com.au/contact. You know all the contact methods. Go and do it. Okay. We got to start off, as we always do, with the trivia question of the week. I really should make an opener for this because it's become a regular segment. Every week we do a trivia question. This week's trivia question was, from what television show does this soundbite originate from?
Catch me outside, how about that?
What television show does that soundbite, "Catch me outside, how about that," originate from? This was, without a doubt, the most popular trivia question ever. So many people called in. More people than I could include to play. Of course, it's the first person to call in that gets the points. So what I've done is I've made a little compilation of all the people that called in with the correct answers, because there's a few little funny nods to jokes on the show in there. But the person whose message plays last in this little compilation is the person that was the first person to call in. So hopefully I'll build a little bit of suspense while you're listening if you called in. I couldn't include everyone because there were a lot, but here is just a few of them. Here we go.
G'day, Mike. My name's Caitlin, and I'm just calling in to let you know the answer to this week's question is Dr. Phil.
Radio Michaelton, it's Radio Mitch Hobbs here. "Cash me outside, how about there?" That was Dr. Philium. So give me my prize, please. Thank you very much. Get fucked. Love you.
G'day, Radio Mike. This is Radio Jack, and I just wanted to let you know the answer to the trivia question this week is Dr. Phil. Great television show.
Mike, Radio Alex Sky here. Trivia question this week, I believe, was Dr. Phil. What a time to be alive that was. Anyway, have a good week, mate, and I really hope you get a second yachty.
Afternoon, Mike. Radio Legwood here. The answer to the thing's Dr. Phil.
Hey, Radio Mike, got the answer to your weekly quiz question. I believe the answer is Dr. Phil. I love you and get fucked.
Hey, Radio Mike. Just Radio Jono with my guest for this week's trivia question. That moment occurred on the Dr. Phil show.
Hey, Radio Mike. Radio Julia here with my submission to this week's trivia question. I'm fairly certain the phrase "catch me outside, how about that"
"catch me outside,
was first said on the Dr. Phil show. Either way, get fucked.
G'day Mike, it's Radio Timmy Dibbs here. My answer for this week's trivia question is Dr. Phil. said by a bad baby. Merry Christmas, I love you.
Okay, so there you go. The winner was, in fact, Radio Timmy Dibs, the Christmas-loving fan of this podcast who keeps insisting that we begin celebrating Christmas, which we will not do because Christmas doesn't start until December 15th. Thank you, Timmy Dibs. You get the points this week, but I want to do a special shout-out to... over the weeks of doing the trivia question of the week, I constantly encourage people to call in with the answer, even if you don't know the answer, right? So if you don't know the answer, just call in anyway because the closest answer wins. And I want to do a special shout out to Radio Scooter. Radio Scooter is a longtime listener of this podcast. He's from over in the UK. Scooter, to his credit, was the only person to get the question incorrect. And this was the most popular question of all time. Every single person who called in got the answer correct. It was Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Scooter, instead, had a punt. And for this, Scooter, I'm giving you half a point.
Radio Mike. It's Radio Scooter. Just calling in with the answer to this week's trivia question. The answer I'm calling in with, unfortunately, is probably wrong because I have no idea at all what the person said or who said it or what show it's on. But one show that just keeps rolling around my head is Different Strokes. Anyway, love ya.
I think I'm pretty sure maybe you're just thinking like because I think what you're talking about, Willis, which is a well-known sitcom catchphrase, comes from Different Strokes, I believe. But no, you are incorrect, Scooter. But this is, see, you are supposed to just call in with your best answer. And Scooter did that. I respect that. So I'm giving him a half point. Of course, Catch Me Outside, How About That, originated from Dr. Phil.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
Yeah. I just love Dr. Phil's just so confused. If you don't know, it's some like young girl who is like, I don't know. I think she's just like acting out at home. So her mum's brought her on Dr. Phil and she just goes, yeah, catch me outside. How about that? Dr. Phil's like, so all of the audience are hoes. Yeah. And because of this, it went viral. She became a meme. And now, like, she has, like, a successful hip-hop career off the back of Catch Me Outside, How About That? I love it. This week's trivia question, though, bit of a different one. Whoops. I like including sounds, like sonic triggers to help the question. So this is an excerpt of an 8-bit remix of a television theme song. We've been talking a lot about television theme songs over the past few months. This is an 8-bit remix of a television theme song. What is the television theme song? Here it is. Do you know what that TV show is? I'll play it one more time for you. What is that TV show theme? Okay, call us in, 1-800-438-353. That is this week's trivia question of the week. You will win at the end of the year. I'll organize some kind of prize. I'm losing track of what I've been saying, but I will organize some kind of prize. I just wanted to quickly talk about a little opportunity that's come up for me that is cool, and I've been doing it for a couple of weeks, but I didn't want to publicize it because I was worried it was going to be crap. But I'm ready to talk about it. So... funnily enough, and this is a kind of a good example of, I forget what I was about to say, guys, it's stupid. I am now doing, a fill-in segment on the radio on 3AW, which is, like a AM talkback station here in Melbourne. I am doing, talking movies and streaming on Afternoons with DD Dunleavy on 3AW at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. I'll be on the air. I've done it twice now, and it's been really fun interacting with callers live. And funnily enough, I chatted to, like, when I finished university, I interned with, and I think I told this story on the first episode of the podcast, but when I finished university, I started interning at 3AW with a show called Grubby and DD. Grubby and DD are like, you know, radio royalty in Melbourne, and they had gone from Fox FM breakfast to Gold FM breakfast to now, and then they, at the time, they were doing weekends on 3AW. And that show essentially, and credit to Didi, who totally took me under her wing and was so generous with me. She, like, that show taught me how to panel radio. It taught me how to do phones behind the scenes in radio when, like, you know, all of the stuff that that are crucial to working behind the scenes on a radio show. I learned there. That was my first time in a commercial radio station when I was about 20. I must have been about 21 or 22. And I would put everything that I've done since then down to that opportunity. You know, I ended up working at Triple M. I ended up working at Fox FM. Then I ended up working for Hamish and Andy. You know, it's a straight line. You know, I started working for Hamish and Andy. I met Sam Kavanagh. He was partnered with Will Anderson on his podcast. So Sam knew me and offered me the job on Willosophy. All of it was a straight line from 3AW, you know, and then back to Sin FM and then RMIT. Like, you know, once someone said to me, you can connect the dots backwards, but you can't connect the dots forwards. You can always connect backwards. So, you know, anyway, huge opportunity for me. You know, DD just said, hey, I need someone to fill in while the usual person is on maternity leave. Did you want to do it? So yeah, if you are in Melbourne and you're in the car at 2:30 PM on a Wednesday, switch it on to 3AW 693. I will be popping on, which is awesome. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, it's a big step for me. I was really nervous about it, hence why I haven't shared it yet, because I didn't want to just like tell everyone and it'd be really crap. And I'm still pretty self-critical about it, but I feel like I'm just like slowly improving. And yeah, this is really cool. So I just wanted to, you know, really, like, I want to thank as well, yeah, just you guys, the listeners, new listeners, but also like people who have listened from day one. I know there are a lot of people who have like who have caught every episode of this podcast, and it's like the feedback that I've had from this podcast over the years has really motivated me and helped me to like build confidence in who I am and what I do. So, you know, if I look at me developing over the years, this show and the feedback from you guys and the community that this show has fostered has been huge for me. And like, I'm really grateful. And I, again, like, in terms of connecting the dots backwards, I'm just so grateful I started this podcast, because I just think, I actually think it's funny because, like, you know, 3 years in now, and not to say that it wasn't like a thing, like it wasn't successful in its first year or second year, but like, just feels like 3 years in, it's sort of really, you know, I'm not a huge podcast. I'm not like, you know, a Hamish and Andy or an Abby Chatfield or, you know, one of those people who are in the top 10 and great. Like those shows are awesome. Those people are awesome at what they do. But like, as someone who's just doing like a cult little podcast and doing like a small show, I just, you know, announcing this thing with 3AW and just, I'm just stopping and thinking about, hey, like, this is really cool for me and this has come really far. And I feel like the podcast is really like etching in a mark, in the Australian podcast scene, and it's growing and the listenership's growing. And yeah, I really appreciate that. So that's just something I wanted to, do a little segment on, chatting about that and showing my gratitude. And yeah. And I guess, like, you know, if you do really like the pod and you do want to support, again, the Patreon is there, $1 a month, like $12 a year. I always say, if you'd go on a coffee date with me, 3 times a year, if you'd shout me coffee 3 times a year, that's a year, you know, $4 a coffee times 3, that's $12 a year. So yeah, like I'm really grateful. Thank you guys. New segment on the show, a segment that I have been wanting to do for a very long time. If you know me, like, I'm, you know, I'm from an Italian family. My heritage is Italian. My grandparents were all born in Italy, all four of them. And they immigrated to Australia when I was, they immigrated to Australia when they were young, like in the 50s. I don't think I outwardly come across as very Italian. And it's not like a conscious choice. I just think, you know, growing up in a very, you know, I didn't really grow up in a, I didn't go to schools where there were lots of like Italian kids. Like there was, it was mainly like Australian kids. And I just feel like over time, I kind of just like, not intentionally, but just like I dropped a lot of like the Italian cultural stuff, which is fine. I still love my Italian culture, but like I don't really outwardly show it. I don't think I look particularly Italian either, except I'm really hairy. That's one thing. I have really hairy arms and legs and a really hairy chest. So I guess that shows my Italianness. But yeah, so I have an Italian family, and you know, in the years of this podcast, I've kind of introduced a few members of my family. I think my brother did a couple things on the podcast. And of course, my cousin Dave is a big part of this podcast in terms of the Dave and Mike show. I'd love for my dad to do a few bits on this podcast because I genuinely think my dad is like really, really funny. And I didn't realize, I think now as an adult, I realize how much of my comedic timing sort of came from my dad. But there is one person that I've been meaning to introduce you guys to for a really long time. And that's why I'd love today to introduce what is hopefully a semi-regular segment on this show. And that segment is called this. Hang on, I love this opener so much. Just wanted to say that before I played it. The segment is called this. Here's my nonna, she's my grandma, I'm Italian, yeah it fits. She's my nonna, she's Italian, and these are her greatest hits.
Nonna's greatest hits!
Guys, we have to play it again. We have to play it again, it's that good. Sing along if you've remembered it already.
Here's my nonna, she's my grandma,
I forgot the words already.
She's my nonna, she's Italian, and these are her greatest hits.
Nonna's greatest hits! It's my nonna's greatest hits. So, you know, nonnas are funny. Any, like, ethnic grandmother is funny. So I realize this isn't, like, particularly original. There's so much of this. So if you want more of this kind of stuff, Sushi Mango, they do a lot of great Italian nonna kind of content. But you know, I want to share my nonna. She's a character. She's such a lovely lady and she's hilarious. Like she's really funny. And it's definitely amplified by the fact that she speaks in broken English. Like that amplifies the funniness, but her stories are genuinely funny. I wanted to share them on this pod. I saw her on the weekend. I asked her if I could call her live on the pod. She doesn't want to do it live because she said she'll get really nervous. She doesn't know how to do it. So instead, I've just like recorded her telling some of her classic stories. And this one, I think I actually alluded to this one once on the Dave and Mike show, where I told Dave to tell one of Nonna's classic stories, but he said that it wasn't his story to tell. It was Nonna's story to tell. So this time I've actually recorded Nonna telling what I would consider one of her greatest jokes, one of her best. And I'm going to put it out there. I think this joke might be a Nonna original. Like, I've never heard this joke anywhere else. I think she came up with this joke. I may be wrong, but I'm going to play it for you now. Please enjoy this iteration of my Nonna's greatest hits. Nonna, tell your funny story now.
One lady wanted to cook the chicken.
A lady wanted to cook chicken?
Cook chicken. Yeah. Put the chicken in the oven.
So she put it in the oven?
Yes, cleaned, took all the
feathers off?
All the feathers, yeah, of course, you can't put the feathers
in
the oven. and the lady forgot the chicken in the oven.
So the oven's on and she forgets about it.
Yeah, she put my knob on the oven, the fire.
Oh, so the oven's not on.
No,
the oven's
close.
Not on, but the chicken's in
chicken
there.
Chicken inside, but
so
none.
It's not cooking.
None.
Yeah.
No cook, stay, you know. And she knock-knock.
On the door, knock-knock.
On the door.
So she, yeah.
So she look everywhere, but go in the door, outside, nobody.
There's no one at the door, but there's a knock-knock.
Well, she go in the door, nobody over there. Still knock-knock. Ah. Still come back to have a look. Some people come in.
But no one's there.
Nobody come in.
Yeah.
You know what happened? It's because it was in the oven a knock-a-knock.
Oh.
But she dinged the door.
Yeah. No.
She opened the oven because she was in the oven.
The knocks were coming from the oven.
From the oven. She opened the oven and the chicken said, listen, ladies, or you put the feather or put the fire because I feel cold.
So the chicken was knocking on the oven because the chicken was cold in the oven and said, either put my feathers back on or turn the oven on.
Because they are more in the frame.
Oh, that was a good one.
Nonna's greatest hits. Oh, there's lots of reverb on that sound effect. It's still going. Wow, that's crazy. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Please let me know if you would like to hear that semi-regularly. Not that joke, but, well, that reverb is still going. Okay, anyway. Let me know if you still want to... I've pressed the button again. Sorry. If you would like to hear those kind of jokes. She's got plenty of fantastic stories. But yeah, I think you guys understood it. I'll just do a quick translation. A woman is cooking a chicken. She puts the chicken in the oven. She forgets to turn the oven on. She then hears a knock knock at the door, goes to the door. There's no one there, but the knock persists. She realizes that the knock is actually the chicken in the oven. She opens the oven and the chicken says, "Listen, lady, I'm cold in here, so either put my feathers back on or turn the oven on." Now, the irony of the joke is the chicken doesn't realize that if the oven is on, it will be cooked to death. That being said, it's highly unusual for someone to pluck a live chicken and put it in the oven. So you kind of have to look past the logical fallacies of the joke and just accept it for what it is. Thank you so much, Nonna. Yeah, I do really want to share how funny my nonna is, so I would love to keep doing stuff like that. Okay, last week on the show, I asked for your favorite TV show, kids' TV show themes, rather. We've been talking a lot about TV show themes over the last few months on the show, as I mentioned earlier, and I wanted to do kids' TV show themes because there are some absolute classics, and I think there's a lot of forgotten kids' shows that you kind of remember and you're like, oh yeah, I remember this. So many people submitted answers. So many people sending stuff through. So many people sending through, kids' TV show themes that they really enjoyed. In fact, so many that I couldn't possibly actually include all of the answers in this episode. What I think I'm going to do is on YouTube, I'm going to do a video of me reacting to all of your submissions. So that'll come in the next couple of weeks. I'll like respond and react and watch those TV show themes and react to them. But I did want to do a couple of highlights because Angela Anaconda came up. Classic kids show theme.
My name is
I'll fade it down there, and I think that sound effect accidentally has the same echo sound effects that that Nonna thing from before has. But yeah, classic show Angela Anaconda. And what I love about Angela Anaconda is all of the just the character, how she says all the characters' names as first names and last names. She's like, "Oh, Gordy Reinhardt, I can't do that on account of the fact that, like, all of that." And then the character Johnny Abbotti, Johnny Abbotti, the Italian guy with a nonna who has an Uncle Johnny who's a notorious womanizer in town. I love the character Johnny Abbotti. Great submission. Of course, one of the classic kids shows and kids show themes that I would love to learn all the lyrics of at some point, Fairly Odd Parents.
An average kid that no one understands. Mom and Dad and Vicky are always giving him commands. That is magic little fish will grant him every wish, cause in reality they are his.
Okay, you know it. Classic show. Used to love this show so much. It was on ABC Kids here in Australia. Absolutely loved it. Speaking of Australian kids shows, there are some classics that international listeners probably don't know about. And I do, a lot of people have sort of taken this angle with this show, but a lot of people sent this in, so I do want to talk about it. The Australian children's show Silver Sun was unapologetically one of the best television shows of all time. If you're unfamiliar, it is a science fiction kids show about a group of young astronauts, essentially, that are on a 90-year space journey to a new planet. They're settling on a new planet. They are frozen, hibernating settlers in suspended animation. And it's all, it's sort of like a, it's almost like Star Trek for kids, right? Theme song, unapologetically good, right? Unapologetically amazing for what it is. Here's a sample of it.
Star Runner leaves on its 90-year journey to the new world.
On board an elite young crew and 550 settlers frozen in suspended animation. Bit of techno, right? This is, you could go out to a nightclub and hear this. Right? Now, you might think it's over there. You might think it's just, you know, we're just going to rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat that. Wouldn't complain about that. But no, there's lyrics to this song. They come in the second half. And here they are. Right? It really evokes that space flight kind of feel. And what I like about the lyrics, okay, so the lyrics are, I never knew exactly lyrics, but it's like, we are on board a flight up to the sky, to the sun, the silver sun. So when you think about those lyrics in context with the show, it's actually the child astronauts who would be singing this. Do you hear that piano in the background? I'm gonna play it one more time, because do you hear this amazing piano in the background? I'll tell you when it's coming in. Not yet. There it is. And just imagine you're a little astronaut on a plane and you and your whole crew are just singing this. They're singing in harmony. Incredible theme song. I would love to watch that show again. I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. Absolutely amazing. And of course, another Australian classic theme song.
There's a bear in there and a chair as well.
Play school.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's play school.
Play school, the theme, the thing that that garnered, I feel like, is kind of a little joke or a controversy, is the lyrics "open wide, come inside." A little bit inappropriate for a children's television show, but I don't think they make that connection. Only us adults make that little connection. But yeah, I have actually, on the note of the play school theme, I have actually met, here's a celeb encounter you're not expecting, I have met the man who wrote the theme song to play school. His name, I believe from memory, is Richard Connolly. And he wrote the theme song to play school.
There's a bear.
And the thing with him was, so the reason I met him was when I was at school, I was in the choir. And here's a little newsflash for you. The guy, Richard Connolly, who wrote the play school theme, in fact, did not just write the play school theme. He also wrote a lot of choral music for choirs. And when I was in the choir, we were performing some hymn or song or that Richard Connolly composed. And when he caught wind of the fact that this choir was singing his music, he decided to come to the mass that we were singing at and hear us sing his song. Afterwards, he came in and met the choir, told us that he makes a lot of money off the Play School song in royalties and he's really loaded from it. His words, not mine. And yeah, I met the guy who wrote the theme song to Play School. Pretty classic. Great theme. My brother sent this theme song in, American Dragon. I believe a Disney cartoon does have an absolutely classic theme song.
He's the American Dragon.
Classic. Jake Lloyd? Jake Long or something? The American Dragon? Oh, that's got the reverb effect left on from before. American Dragon, classic show. And the final two, of course, a lot of people sent this one in. A classic that a lot of people learn on the piano because it's quite easy. This is one of the greatest TV theme songs of all time. It is the theme song to The Rugrats. Drum roll. Now, I want to stop it there. I want to stop this there. What people don't realize about the Rugrats song is how ingenious it is in terms of the backing chords and the backing melodies, right? Because most people just hear the first bit. Do, 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 do. But listen to the behind, listen underneath that, right? So drum roll. Great, like, arpeggiated chords there. And then you've got... piano. Classic. And the thing I like about this, oh, it's got the reverb effect from before. Sorry, guys, I must have just put reverb on all the sound effects accidentally. Then it goes into the title card and it goes, ba-ba, do-do-do-do-do. And I think that ba-ba is the voice of Tommy Pickles' dad, Stu. And you can hear that voice as well in the main theme, that it's in the background going, ba-ba-ba. Ba, 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 ba. I'm not going to play it again, but listen to it and you'll hear it. But of course, the best theme of all, and there was a period where me and Pat, the producer of this show, would just randomly start singing this song to each other on the phone. It is the theme song to the Rugrats All Grown Up. All grown up. Now, we have to talk about this show because, you know, a lot of people, like, okay, here's what I want to say about the TV show The Rugrats All Grown Up. Obviously, most 90s kids, we grew up with the Rugrats babies, Tommy Pickles, Chucky, Phil and Lil, Kimmy, Angelica, Susie, Dill. The Rugrats, iconic kids characters for 90s kids. And then what I think is the most interesting part about the Rugrats All Grown Up spin-off series, right? And I used to love, I would watch this show still, right? I loved this show as a kid. It used to be on Toasted TV in the morning on school days, and I would tape it and come home from school and watch all the episodes. What I love about the Rugrats All Grown Up is that the Rugrats All Grown Up, for me, was the first example of, like, a shared cinematic universe that is so common today in popular culture, right? Like, for me, the Rugrats All Grown Up was like what the Avengers is now. It's like what, you know, it's like when, you know, most people, when they went to see Star Wars Episode 7, the first Star Wars movie to feature the original trilogy characters since the 70s, right? When they went to see that movie and they saw Han Solo and Chewbacca, Harrison Ford aged for the first time, and they're like, oh, it's Han Solo. He's back, right? That's what the Rugrats All Grown Up was for me. For me, it's like, hey, kids, you know the Rugrats, those babies? Well, here they are, all grown up in the future. Tommy Pickles, all grown up. Chucky Finster, all grown up. Phil and Lil, all grown up. Angelica, all grown up, right? And I remember just, to me, it was so unbelievable. Like, I couldn't comprehend. I'm like, hang on a second. You're telling me that these characters who we've come to know and love as babies are now grown up? And by grown up, they're like 13 in the show, but it's like, wait a second. These are the same characters from then? And that is what all pop culture is now. It's like, hey, see the new Star Wars. Luke Skywalker's in it. Oh, guys, there's a new Jurassic Park and one of the original characters shows up and talks about the original Jurassic Park. That's what the Rugrats All Grown Up is. The Rugrats All Grown Up is the original shared universe. It's the original, like, that's what I think anyway. That's how I see it. I love the Rugrats All Grown Up. I think it's genius. My little brain could not comprehend how Tommy Pickles now was at school because I knew him as a baby. Now he's at school. Amazing. They should do another one. Rugrats all washed up and they're like all in their 20s and it's like Skins and they all are like using drugs and can't get jobs and stuff because they're traumatized by their status as child stars. That'd be interesting. Probably not. They probably won't do that. Anyway, guys, continue sending in theme songs. I'd love to put to do another segment of this, but I will do a YouTube video responding to a lot of these. So yeah, definitely hit me up with a few more. Let us finish up with this. The plug. There's no reverb on that one. I actually do have a bunch of things to plug, and I might do a couple audio plugs for this one. Okay, FOFOP. I was on FOFOP with Charlie Clawson, which is a part of the TOFOP podcast network with Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson that I work for. Charlie asked me to be on, and we talked a lot about podcasting and, my podcasting habits and what I think about the industry. And I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really interesting chat, and I'd love for you to listen to it. I'll put a link in the description, but there is also in the description to this podcast and every episode of this podcast, there is a link to a Spotify playlist that features podcasts that I've guested on in the past. So if you like me and you want to hear me on other people's podcasts, I'd love for you to just click on that. There's a link in the description. As well as that, I would love for you to check out my YouTube channel, subscribe there, full episodes of the pod, and a bunch of other videos. I'm working on a new project there that I am keen for you guys to check out. I'll talk about it a little bit later. 3AW, 2:30 PM on Wednesdays till 3 o'clock. You can catch me there if you're on Melbourne, or you can probably stream it somewhere online if you're not in Melbourne. And what else is there? Okay, so Harry Potter and the Boys is coming back. If all goes to plan, it will be back next Tuesday. Pencil it in, get ready. There's 3 chapters left. I'm working on having a big guest for the final chapter. Then we will launch into book 2 of my fanfiction. Please check it out. There's a Harry Potter and the Boys YouTube channel, so subscribe to that. And there will be a Mike Talks this week with Jack Post. I do want to do a little announcement. This is the final kind of plug for this week. Jack and I have been talking for a while about doing a podcast together that's like essentially the Jack and Mike podcast. And what we have decided is that we are going to do it on my feed. So once a week or possibly once a fortnight, we are going to have a Jack and Mike podcast. This one is a Mike Talks, but I might label them in future as Jack and Mike, which is just more content for you. I will still be doing Mike Talks with other guests, so please look forward to them. But yeah, for now, we're just taking it lightly and doing Jack and Mike on my podcast feed. The first episode is Friday. It will be under Mike Talks. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. That first episode was great. I'd love for a bunch of you to get on board and check it out. And there'll be a video too, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to you hearing it. It's really funny. We had a great time. Pat is also a part of that. So Pat will be on that show as well. Super fun project, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it. So yeah, that's a big announcement that we've been working on for a while now. Like, we've been talking about it, and lockdown ended, so we got in and recorded something. Harry Potter and the Boys Tuesday. That is essentially everything. Like I said, as normal, YouTube channel, subscribe there. The camera's just died, which is annoying. YouTube channel, Instagram, radio.mike, the TikTok, check it out. RadioMikePod@gmail.com, radiomike.com.au. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Oh my God, you got a second Yahtzee. My name's Un Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. I will catch you next week for a bunch of stuff, not just 20th Century Boy. Thank you so much for your support. See you later. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.